Hi, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Let's take a little break and talk about something fun. You know, I am certainly not a chef, but I'm a pretty darn good old camp cook, and I'm always coming up with recipes. I've learned from some of the best camp cooks from Canada to Mexico through the years, but I've always coming up with new recipes. I started writing about curing meat at home, four or five years ago, and I noticed there's a huge interest. Well, my newspaper column this past week highlighted the very best ham I've ever eaten. And it's an instructional column that you can read and you can do it too. It's really basic, simple stuff. But there is a process how you can make ham at home, cure it and smoke it, sugar cured ham. And I used a blackberry jam glaze on this. I'm telling you, folks, it's just unbelievably tasty. But my column will be posted right here, High Plains Public Radio. You know, you can go to High Plains Public Radio, then click on Features and Outdoors with Luke Clayton, and we'll post it. And you'll be able to read it. And I don't mean to be bragging on my work, because I promise you, every one of your hams will be just as good as this. But you won't be able to buy ham that tastes this well. It basically is as simple, and I want you to read this newspaper column that's posted, but it's basically as simple as buying a little $6 kit, a cure kit, sugar cure, mixing it with a gallon of water, taking an injector needle, loading this ham up. Now, I say ham. I used a picnic ham, not cured, just a raw picnic roast. Let's call them roast. That might be less confusing. But you could use a shoulder roast. You could use a ham roast, whatever. Just a good chunk of pork. This one weighed about 9 pounds. And I just mixed that cure up into a brine and injected it all throughout the ham and let it sit in a refrigerator for 6 days. I'd turn it about every day or so, 180 degrees, kind of get the liquid, the brine solution, more evenly distributed. But very, very simple to do. And after I got through, I just drained all the brine out of that little plastic tub that I kept it in, and then rinsed the ham off really good with fresh water. Then I let it set in fresh water for about 20 minutes to kind of dissipate more of the salt and all. And after that, it's really, really simple. I just simply took the brown sugar, honey, and I took that jam and kind of put it in the microwave, got it liquefied, and I mixed all that together and injected it into this ham, all throughout that ham. And then basically just put it in the smoker, in my Smoking Tex electric smoker, set at 225 degrees. Now, when you cure meat, you can cold smoke it, say 100 degrees. It will not spoil. But this was cured meat, but I wanted a tender ham to eat later that day. It is already cured and the smoke was on it. So that's what I did. I had it in a little aluminum pan to kind of keep the moisture in as I cooked it, and I did not wrap it with foil. Now, had it been a wild pork with little fat, I probably would have had to wrap it. But, the domestic pork's got quite a bit more fat in it than the leaner, more lean wild hogs. But after about 7 hours at 225, this little pork ham, it was 9-pounder, it was just so tender, you could slice it. And once you have that, we actually made, we took a pot of, you're talking about some really good country cooking, folks. Made a pot of pinto beans with that ham chipped up in it, and also some potatoes that we fried those with onions and chipped up ham. So good. Folks, we're out of time. Make sure and tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. And remember, catfishradio.org is where you can go to learn more about what old Luke does. And I will see you right here next week at this same time. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Sitemark, maker of the Wraith that I use for all my night hunting, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.